The experiment proves that a rogue wave could have theoretically sunk the SS Poet. But Graeber has spent 20 years studying these oceanic phenomena. He knows there's no evidence to suggest that rogue waves occur more often in the Triangle than any other ocean in the world.
There's nothing special about the Bermuda Triangle with respect to rogue waves. The peculiarity of the Bermuda Triangle is more folklore rather than reality.
Greg and Laura Little believe they've discovered a DC-3 airliner that disappeared in 1948. In Lincolnshire, England, Royal Air Force technicians try to pinpoint the exact type of aircraft that's been found. Keith Brenchley and Andy Bale take a closer look at the Little's findings.
First inklings that they did show a larger aeroplane.
One clue, a corroded hydraulic jack system.
It's a very large flapjack for an aeroplane, so it's got to be in the DC-3 sort of size.
Initial checks suggest that it could be the missing 1948 airliner.
So which matches there?
Yeah, it's right up there.
In fact, the RAF team owns a military version of a DC-3 known as a C-47. If the Little's parts match those on this nearly 70-year-old aircraft, then the sunken wreckage could be either a C-47 or a DC-3.
Well, it's certainly similar to that, shouldn't it?
A rusty wire recovered from the wreckage seems to match a part below the aircraft's cockpit.
Right, so that pin drops into that hole. Yeah.
But they need confirmation. A series of numbers is found on the lever system.
The number is 200-5322.
Brake linkage and torque tube.
So it should be up here somewhere.
A small part finally gives them the answer they've been searching for.
And there's a part number on one of the levers, which is 200-5322-2. That's definitely it.
It's a match. The plane on the floor of the Bermuda Triangle is either a civilian DC-3 or its military cousin.